One of the discussions that are always interesting to have in the hospitality room when I run into some of the area referees is that, where were you last night? And a couple of them I ran into Saturday night up at Bethany told me Green City and Gilman City. And yeah, it's kind of like taking bad medicine if you're the Hawks. Gilman City is a really nice team, but in seeing Green City in person, that is a team that really flies up and down the floor. They don't have the quite same size as last year, but they are fast. I'm sure you look at an 87-53 loss last week. Head coach Tony Gregg back on Friday night. You scored the ball decently against a really elite team in Class 1, but, man, are the Gophers tough to keep off the scoreboard.
Well, they are. They do a lot of stuff well, and they move the ball and get up and down. It's just like a track meet out there. So, you know, we started out real good, had the lead after one quarter. We just needed to end it there, I guess. But second quarter, we had one or two get in a little bit of foul trouble, and we took some shots that a lot of times we might hit, but that night we didn't, and it turned into them, transition for them on the other side, and they had a really big second quarter and pulled out, you know, way ahead. After that, it was fairly close. They still beat us most quarters, but it went downhill from the first one for sure.
You do want, though, obviously kind of a lopsided loss to the Gophers, but if you want to get to where that program is, if you're Gilman City, you want to be playing people like that because you can use that as an example, right, Coach?
Oh, that's right. And you know, they're still going to be on our radar because at the end of season, it's going to, you know, Grundy boys and Green City both are in our districts. And so if we want to continue to play into the tournament after districts, then we're going to have to just figure out a way to beat these guys.
You had all that week to practice. Obviously, all these teams, Gilman City not included, were in tournaments last week. Your tournament's coming up next week. Was the opportunity just kind of take a deep breath and get the guys back into the practice room and get them on the court just to have, you know, 3-4 days worth of practices? How beneficial was that, Coach?
It was. You know, you're kind of at that middle of the season where, sometimes you can lose focus. And we had a little bit of a break there as far as we still got in the gym and knew what we needed to do, but you're not running to a game every night, so that helps too. But we come off that loss to Grundy, which is a good team, and then back to back, the week next we get Green City. So tough stretch of the schedule here, but it'll make us better.
Yeah, Grundy and Green City, that's a potential showdown in districts. And I know Green City, they played one another, and the Gophers have generally had the better of the Panthers. But with the way that Grundy's really improving, if they do meet in late February, that's going to be one that if you're just a basketball fan, you want to see a good game. The Gophers and the Panthers, who you run into the last two Friday nights, if they collide in February, that's going to be a heck of a matchup.
Yeah, it could be. And of course, we're hoping it's on the other side of that, and we'll get one of them in the championship. But we're going to have to come out and do our work. And that Friday night before when we played Grundy, it was, we got down like 10 points early and then played even for 2.5, 3 quarters and then, just had some unfortunate things happen late in the, or about halfway through the fourth quarter. And they really got pumped up and scored a lot in the fourth. So we need to work on putting 4 good quarters together every night and if we want to compete with these really good teams.
So you're in the same district as those two.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
That's me putting my foot right in my throat.
No, that's fine. We're hoping that we're in that conversation.
Exactly.
To get a little bit closer in time.
Hey, so. You know what? You get there, if you play a team of that caliber in like a semifinal or something like that, that's where the coach just says, hey, they put their shoes and their socks on 1 foot at a time, and we want to chip in a chance, right?
Yeah, that's right. And we've seen that we're capable of playing with them. We just need to do it for 4 quarters because both of those teams we did for a portion, but Green City they run the up and down the court really well, they had a huge second quarter against us. We held them to 12 in the first and we scored 15, and after that they ended up scoring 36 points in the second quarter. So it was just if we could have took that one out, it would have been a pretty close game.
It wears on you too. I'd imagine that it's one thing to say that they're fast in transition, and they are, so you can't turn over the ball against them because it's like instant death. But they do everything fast. And when you're Gilman City, you don't see teams that play that quickly so often. So it's just a hard adjustment.
It is, and that's, we felt that we match up a little bit better with Green City because, like you said, they don't, they do have a pretty good-sized bench, actually, that plays pretty fast. We played some JV the other night, too. But we match up with them better than some teams, and we like to think that we're fairly quick. But they are up and down. They can go 8 or 9 down the bench that just really don't lose much speed whenever they bring them in. So they're well coached and just a bunch of athletes too.
Where's your district at, Coach? Is it somewhere out east?
We'll be playing at Mercer.
Gotcha. So going north, that's a heck of a drive for Green City.
Yeah.
Mercer, you mentioned them. You got the Cardinals coming to your place tomorrow. And I mentioned this with Coach from earlier. If you look at just storylines, Mercer has Tyler Meineke. Grundy, R5, has Corbin Axtell. You know, Grundy is, there's no question that Grundy's at a little bit higher level right now than Mercer. But, you know, Mercer's developing some scoring around Meineke at a pretty good pace. And they're better this year. So, yeah, Mercer's exactly the type of team that they're looking at it going, we want to beat somebody that we're not expected to beat. And so they're going to look at going to Gilman City tomorrow and try to swing an upset.
Oh, yeah. And that, like you said, I think they're playing pretty well. They're better than what their record tells. And we're not taking them lightly. We know that it's not going to be an easy game. And they present some matchup problems for us. So we want to come in tomorrow night and by record we should win that game, but that we're not looking at it like that. We know that they've got a good team and watched them in the third place game up at South Harrison this week and played Bethany well. So we're going to have to come out and do things good and play well if we want to get that win tomorrow night.
You got a trip to Winston on Friday. You played them twice. The first time, 2-point loss. The second time at your place, a 1-point victory. They're giving you some gray hairs when you play the Redbirds this year, Coach.
Yeah, they are. They're a well-coached team, too. And of course, a lot of Eric Lewis still runs through them boys, too. So same thing. We're going to have to play well. We're going to be on their court, so it's going to be even harder. But we hope that we can get out of the three this year. We can get 2 of 3 for sure, and then we'll see how our conference play ends up. But they're a good team, so we just had a tough stretch of basketball here, and hopefully we can get a couple wins this week.
Well, that tough stretch is going to extend into next week. You got some really good teams at the Gilman City Tournament. It's about as deep as a tournament you've had in a while. Well, what sort of seed do the Hawks have next week, Coach?
We end up with the 4 seed. So Princeton, I believe, on the boys' side, end up with the 1. St. Joe Christian's got a pretty good team. They're coming at 2, and then the Pattonsburg boys, 3, and us, 4. So should be some good basketball coming up next week.
Well, I'm also discovering, too, and doing these interviews, that I'm finding out who's in these different brackets for district and, who potential matchups is. It kind of get me excited. Districts are still over a month away, but there's going to be some really good tournaments come the end of February. Coach Greg, appreciate the time as always. Good luck against those Cardinals tomorrow night.
Hey, thank you, Tom.